So I have to say that because I'm more and more in love with humanity. Humanity meaning humanness, how you say? This being human. Really human, like fully. Many times in this spiritual path that we seem to walk in, try to find ways to jump our humanness. Ways to escape, to bypass some of the messy parts of the being human. Sometimes we come even to a retreat with already, sometimes already with a list of like what we should change, how to. Like all these things that I have to get rid of, things that I have to get better on, like all these things that we know. As if we really know where we are going. So we imagine what is good, we imagine what is bad. So we act on what is bad, or we try to act on what is bad so that we get the good. What we know now, we could say, has nothing to do with all our possibilities. Like what we know now about ourselves is very limited. So, from this limitation, how could we decide what is good and what is bad, and how can we decide to move towards this or that? If we are sitting in a, you can say, a not true chair, you know, a false chair. We hear many teachings about being now, being in the present moment, and all these things. Like, it feels easy to say, no? It's all about being in the present. And we can kill like all the teachings like by saying that. And but my feeling is that this present moment that we can sink into is not true. Like this present moment is also full of conditioning, things of like full of what I think is good, what I think is bad, should change, ideas of where I want to go, what is liberation, and all these things that we all keep on imagining. So this change, this revolution in us, we could say, will not come by moving towards where we think we should move. That is also a lie. This is just changing job. Putting the energy into something else that may seem nicer, like spiritual path, instead of trying to steal or what any other thing that could be possible, you know. It's all same, you know. Little nicer, little better seen. So this relaxation, this lying back, resting back, is not only about sleeping or about lying down so that we are more relaxed, so that it also includes all this. We can sleep, we can relax, that's true. But lying back also on our ideas. So that we can really meet our humanity. That which, with the head, we could jump, when we really find time and space to go back, we cannot jump. We really meet that which is there. And that which is there is not good and is not bad. It's okay. Like we can breathe into, we can be with, no matter how overwhelming it may feel to us. In this embracing our humanity, we may feel a little stuck for a while. There is not much running towards that which we think we have to go to. But in the slowing down, in this meeting ourselves, in there we can find a flow which is much ancient than our own body. That has nothing to do with what we know, with what the book says, with how it's described, the place we go. The art of meditation, the art of being in the path, I would say, is the art of being in touch with that flow, where there is also a sense of surrender, if we want, or a sense of being moved by something that is not what I know. And it's not that we are completely lost. There is wisdom in that flow. And when we are able to get in touch with that flow, we actually recognize that place as our true home, or the only real place we could be. Or how is that I was not always there? How is that possible? So in falling into that flow, into this place, you could say only there we can speak about present moment or spark of life. The art of deeply listening, the art of getting in touch with the vibration beyond imagination. From this place, we start moving in life, not motivated or not pushed by lack, missing, but actually by fulfillment or by juiciness. So of course it's much fun, you know. You could say to fold up, or what do you do? You fold up, fold in, fold what? You fold up? Okay. Like folding up our map, our sense of, okay, I'm here, right now crossing this bad weather mesh. Like, I come from this hurricane, and then I went towards this rain, and then this cloud of sadness, and then, of course, now something else, like maybe more happy will come, and then, you know. And I'm heading towards this enlightenment. So if we can, when we fold up this map, you know, then we can actually dance with life, no? We can actually meet our humanity. And it's amazing that in this putting the map to sleep, so much clarity can actually come. We still don't know where we are going, but that's essentially, fundamentally, okay. So we can dance, we can laugh with that. No? We don't know where I'm going, but there is no way to not get there. I don't know how to say, you know? So I don't know, but there is no way, it's impossible to miss it, you know? So it's just, okay, we can be with this cloud. And we could speak about this flow. I could speak like hours about this flow, but I'm not going to, don't worry. and this flow, we're going to speak about it as the soul, like soul's voice, you can say. This constant melody, just having fun, singing itself. And always there, you know, so we can put the this iPod in and listen to that melody. Being with that flow, again, it doesn't mean to have everything solved the way we may want to have everything solved. But there is no need, there is no reason to escape the different situations in life that we meet. There is no need to have it solved, we can say. A place of rest. Sometimes I laugh because we keep on speaking about rest, and we all seem to agree that we need to rest. We need rest. We manage that we all agree, otherwise we would have a problem. But with my heart, I keep feeling like we keep saying, we need to rest, but with my heart I keep saying it's impossible to rest till we find this true place of rest. Or in other words, like if we don't find this place of rest, this flow, then we can think we rest. You know, we can think, I rest. But somewhere is no rest, because somewhere is working out, like, how the hell I'm going to get rid of that, how the hell I'm going to move from that mess, how I'm going to get there where the books say, how I'm going to be as good as this other person sitting like Buddha is, you know, like all this. So this like constant. And it's okay. Because this is boring. It's boring. I mean, who wants to live with this? It's like having this iPod. I have a mess now with the iPod, iPhone, iHome, I. So, with this, I imagine, because I had this in the airplane coming, because now they give like this super mega crappy ear things, like so bad that they don't even last the flight. So I had to ask for 3 of them, and that was like, really stopping myself, like otherwise I would have need like 5, you know. But I thought, okay, now this is enough plastic for but really bad. So it's really uncomfortable to live with this. Like I could not hear this movie. So this is how we live. And this chip, 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 chip is really like if that pushes our buttons, then like we can say thank you to the chip, 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 you know. Sometimes that doesn't even push our buttons because we go with it. Like we feel it's okay to be, to live how we live. It's okay, of course, everyone live in the world of limitations, and this is how human beings are, and these all possible traditions, religious traditions, crappy ones said, you know, we can, this is how we are, and we have to accept that. You know? But somewhere we know it's not like that. Somewhere we know we are not made to live like that. This earplug is really not made to make chip, chip, chip. You know? It's made to be heard like with both ears, like with crystal clear, you know. And I feel it's good to remember that and to allow our buttons to be pushed or to allow ourselves to feel the discomfort of the limitation. This discomfort that we don't want to feel, this discomfort that we want to jump, that we want to bypass. We could say it's one of the ways, or is the way to bring us in front of this flow. Or in other words, that discomfort will put us, will lead us to have to find something else. This is uncomfortable. I know all my neighbors live like that, all my country lives like that, everyone lives like that, I put TV, it's like that. But something inside knows it's not like that. It is like that, but it doesn't supposed to be like that. And I have wings. And we are made to fly. So please don't forget that. I'm also, other than being in love with humanity, I'm of course also in love with this woman called Maria, otherwise Mary, I think, in this country. In my heart is Maria, sorry. So, people think that at some point, this weird guy called Jesus came because of God wanted to make this guy come. And this guy happens that it's not really like us because it's half God, half human, which doesn't make any sense, but this is how theology says it is. So I had to study this way, and then I had to also, after writing the paper, go out and say, I wrote this, but it's not true. Just to pass the exam. Huh? Okay. So, they say God wanted this guy to come to show us, basically it looks like to me that this guy came to show us all we could be, but we cannot be. This is how I feel they put it, no? It's like, here is a cake. You can see how you could imagine how you could enjoy this cake. But this cake, after you have all your imaginations, happens that it's not for you. This is how I feel, like they tricked me 5 years studying theology, you know. So now why this guy came, you know, because, you know, to have a cake that we cannot eat, may as well don't even have a cake. Actually, I think it would be better, huh? More healthy. So, but this guy came, seems to me, only because Mary said yes. Mary said yes. So then, because she said yes, she had the courage to say yes, which is the only thing we are asked to say. Then this guy came. And this guy didn't really say that I'm here to show you what you could be, but you cannot be. But more maybe like just to say, don't you see who you are? Don't you see who you really are? So don't escape. Cello, go on. Don't make as if you are smaller than God. Like, don't make as if you are someone, something separate from. Don't live in misery when you are made to have everything, to embrace everything, to fly. Only one thing was needed to my understanding today, and is this yes. This yes to life sounds easy. It's three letters, yes. In Spanish it's easier because it's sí, it's two. But what to do? Yes to our own power. And that is scary sometimes. We say yes to the power of everyone else. Yes to getting in touch with this heart, which is alive. Yes, to honor that flow that we don't know from where it's coming. As far as I understand, we didn't even really ask to be here. And we are here. So what is this current? What is the beginning of this current? I love this Zen koan. I keep saying again and again. Some people have been in many Open Dharma retreats must be bored. Show me your face with before your parents were born, says the master to the disciple. So what is this current which is older than my being here? It might be difficult sometimes to think that this, what I'm speaking about, is something that has something to do with meditation. But to be honest, I cannot think that meditation is any other thing than that. This being in touch with this current that has a direction. That is unstoppable. Cannot go anywhere else. I find it just so amazing to spend time in that current, to tune in and to deeply listen the whispers of that current. When we deeply listen those whispers, fear just is impossible. To try to do something is impossible. To try to change anything is impossible, unnecessary, nonsense. And yet, by being in that current, it's like opening the hands to this huge ocean of possibilities. So it's not that nothing is happening. It's not that, oh well, the bell rang again and it's time for lunch or whatever. But what happens there in that meeting? It's a totally quiet place, you can say, and at the same time a totally active, revolutionary place where everything happens. It's like traveling to the world of wisdom or swimming into that which knows. Shirt is the same, pants the same, luckily. And yet, what happened there, what vibrates there, and the power that that movement has is just bigger than any thing that we could possibly do or imagine. So I like to feel this ticklish, you know, this movement into the rest. The movement in the non-movement. So I feel is more, it's probably more important than what we think. To really bring our heart into that which we are doing. To find this golden thread, oh, what is this word? This link, this dialogue. In that space, there is, as I said before, the surrender. By nature, we can say, in a natural way. Not because I should surrender or I should do 100 prostrations. But because there is no reference point. There is nothing of what I know with my head has any meaning, has any power in this other powerful place. So in that sense, I give myself to that. Why not? And there is a sense of prayer, if we want, devotion. Because we are not alone. And this devotion becomes the motor, the fuel, the boat. So that we can be brought somewhere else. So if there is any question. Yeah. Yeah. Because this devotion is the common kind of way of understanding devotion. Yeah. But devotion that I'm saying is like is allowing ourselves to be in a place where devotion is. Like, it's not I have devotion towards, but devotion as kind of song that is being sing, being so,
Song.
song, being song, song, being song. So, you know, like, so it's not me having devotion to this shape, this name, this, but like much wider, and can you are in this song. So we can say it's very different from that feeling. It's more feeling, maybe it's more similar to gratitude or expansion, something very wide.
I feel like we are so conditioned in this culture to like effort, make an effort, and I just wonder if you could talk a little about how to, like, that place where, or the process maybe of like letting that go so that this. I mean, it's just so ingrained, I feel like. Is that.
Yeah, because like this effort, I feel that is tricky. Like, again, we can say, oh, we are conditioned, we are, you know, it's like then we want to escape from that. But this effort that we learn in our culture, like one way that is coming is could also be the blessing to really make the effort to meet our soul. Like we are asked to do a very small movement. But it's crucial that we do this movement. Like, no one else can do this movement for us. And this movement is very, how I feel it is very fiery. So we speak about rest and this. But there is a turning point in our life where this fire, like fire and willingness or this effort, real effort to meet our soul needs to be there. It's 1 second we need only, but it's really needed, you know. So it could be that all these years that we learn like really well how to be efficient in our culture, like if we could just collect this knowledge and turn it for 1 second towards our soul, then like then be the effort, be like, may the effort be blessed, kind of like be, that would be very helpful. So, like, really, like, let's be clever, no? Let's use that, like, pro our life, not to destroy our lives, but to enrich our life. No? Then, when we turn into that, life may change, and then just we can just go with that.
You mentioned throwing away the map. And that there's no way to not get where you're going. And I'm wondering, do you think that we'll end up in a different place if we do worry where we're going?
It makes sense, but I don't think we can go anywhere else than where we are going.
Mm-hmm.
So with map or without map, we may feel we go a little around, but it's also okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as we are really, like, we have this willingness to turn in, then it's as if, like, if we have this, we don't need a little willingness to go in, then we will not be actually that much allowed to go into nice trips far away, you know. You know what I mean? Like, if there is this little willingness to turn in, and I don't know, it's as if it's as if we are like, you know, we are this ball rolling and then someone is doing like this. Yeah, it's not possible to get lost, so. There is always the option of hell. Where we'll be warm, at least.
I would hope to think that it's not that black and white.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Because what I feel is really like, is only a matter of time. Like, and we see time in a very limited way, like it needs to be now. The more we go, the more now needs to be, you know? So like time is very, needs to be very quick, otherwise it's like, oh, too far, like too long, yeah? But like what I was saying before of allowing the pain or allowing the buttons to be pushed, or allowing ourselves to feel the discomfort. You know, this is the difference. Like if we are not willing now, this is because we didn't feel the discomfort long enough or strong enough. So it's just a matter of time. Like some people can handle this that we were saying, like for half an hour. Some people can handle it for 3 days. But at some point, we will get tired of this chip, 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 and want to really hear clearly. You know? So when this comes, then we can say then we consciously enter the path of, you know, going towards. Before, we were also there, but not consciously. So that's the difference is time. Yeah. So it's better to be bothered before. Sometimes we feel this is painful. You say good that I'm feeling this now, so I can move on. Okay, maybe we have a couple of minutes of silence. willingness and our deeply listening, free ourselves and everyone and everything in all the realms.